Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
Oh, I love that. Taylor Swift and the Screaming Goat in a duet. All right. What is it that Jose Canseco had in the back seat? Do you know, I almost guessed this as a joke, and it turns out it was actually true. The texter who correctly identified it is Andy in Gig Harbor. Andy, did you look it up or did you already know?
I already knew. I heard it on the news the other day.
All right. Jose Canseco got pulled over by the police in Nevada with what in the back seat of the car?
Goats.
Two goats with diapers on.
Two diaper-wearing goats. Congratulations, Eric. What do we have for him?
All right. You have a limited edition Russell Wilson We Believe t-shirt, which is available at all local Fred Meyer, Bartels, and QFC locations, and a pair of tickets to 1964 The Tribute and Herman's Hermits.
Yeah.
December 12th at the Showwear Center. Go to showwearcenter.com.
Sweet.
All right, hang on. We love you. Yeah. That 1964 show is, I just cannot emphasize, if you love the Beatles, how good it is.
As authentic as it comes.
It's probably better
than
the Beatles would sound today if they propped them up.
Oh,
because most of them are dead?
Guarantee it is.
Yeah, all right, it's definitely better.
Oh, I see, okay.
No, I mean, the sound and everything is just amazing.
Use the same instruments. They wear the same, I mean, the same clothes, yeah. Vintage-wise.
But they also sound so much like the Beatles. We'll play some later on in the show. All right, a couple of things. Joe has this audio. I'm embarrassed to do the story, but Joe says it's really worth it.
I didn't even want to bring this story up this morning, but this lady is priceless. She's a citizen.
She's making a citizen's arrest,
yeah,
basically.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Did they arrest the guy?
Oh, yeah.
They did arrest the guy. Okay. It's not a great story for Walmart, is it? Although it has nothing to do with
it's funny,
working conditions.
Two ways to look at it. I think it's a fabulous story for Walmart.
It might be a diversion from all the other stories.
You meet the loveliest people when
right,
you shop at Walmart.
Well, and you meet the heroes of American culture at the Walmart. The lady. Don't think about the guy. Think about the hero that they brought in the cavalry.
So this woman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, named Beth Davis. How do we know her name? Because she loudly proclaims her name. Was at a local Walmart around 8:30, and she had to use the bathroom. When she walked in, she saw 37-year-old Brian Hounslow standing in front of the mirror with his pants around his ankles.
Looking at the circular?
Yeah.
No.
This is 8:30 a.m. Sorta. This is bright and early in the morning.
What was he out in the open for?
No, he was...
Well, he was in the women's restroom.
What was he in the women's restroom for?
Well, what he said...
That's his defense.
He said he didn't think it was the women's restroom. As if it
but
would
why
be
would
okay.
you do that in the men's restroom? Don't they have a stall? You can close the door. No one knows.
Yeah, you would think you could be a little more.
All right. The guy may be mentally.
The sales are so exciting.
Yeah, at Walmart. Okay.
Why do we
even have audio of her?
Because she taped everything. She chased the guy with the cell phone. And the guy's running away while everybody's looking at this guy.
She decided, I'm going to bust this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Here's her.
You were masturbating in the women's restroom. My name is Beth Davis, and I witnessed it. You were naked, you had your pants down around your ankles. Someone stop him. Do not let him go out that door. Stop this man. Stop that man.
Wow.
It's the new commercial, the real Walmart.
I mean, that lady, that's Barney Fife's wife right there.
I've never seen a man move so fast with his pants around his ankles.
It's probably a mentally challenged guy. It's a sad story.
Yeah, it is sad. Yeah.
And because no...
Wait a minute, Bob. Yeah. Walmart's offering a $39 flat screen TV.
That's
He's probably
exciting.
Not mentally challenged. Yeah. He's probably just really into shopping.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tis the season, Bob.
But what I'm saying is the guy has... It's a human being with no knowledge of where he is, basically.
You have not been to Walmart.
Just like the pilot that landed that dream lifter. He just he landed at the wrong
He's 9 miles
restroom.
Away from where he wanted to
nine
be.
9 miles from the right restaurant.
Maybe he thought it was Whack Friday.
Anyway, I feel bad making fun of him because he's probably not all there.
We're just
saluting. But the lady is priceless.
Yeah, you got to salute her.
I'm Beth Davis.
Do you, by the way.
Nice job at Walmart.
Who of us would do that? Jody, probably.
Masturbate in the women's restroom?
No.
Thank you,
insist
Bob.
That the guy insist that the guy be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the. In other words, you're not getting away. I'm not putting up with this. I'm not allowing this
to
happen.
You go full vigilante on this guy.
Would you go vigilante on something like that? Would you just let it go?
That's not really my bag. If I walked into the women's restroom and I saw a dude in there, I'd probably call someone on him, but I wouldn't, whip out the phone and be like, "Citizen's arrest. My name is Jody Brother."
Okay. But you're the only one I would think would even consider it. I would walk away fast, wouldn't you, Joe?
If I saw a guy in there, I would not confront him. In there, that's for sure. I mean,
we can't spin it around because it doesn't work the other way. If you walked into the men's room and saw
a
lady,
woman, you would get your cell phone out.
Hello.
Hold on, I'm recording this.
Am I in the wrong place? That's right. Hilarious.
Oh, that's going to make the rounds today, right?
Oh yeah.
I can't wait to hear
Stop
John Stewart.
Stop that, man.
Okay. Today is Friday the 22nd. Next week on Thanksgiving. Our show begins its annual humanitarian trip with World Vision. On the next Friday, Spike will fly to New York and rendezvous with his daughter, Ryan, along with my son, Keith, and another cameraman, and Eric Corman, will join the World Vision team for a trip to Zambia. This Zambia excursion will take them into some of the poorest regions, some of the most challenging living conditions on Earth. And as always, we'll be heading out to little villages and meeting children, beautiful, amazing children, getting to know them personally, bringing back their stories to you. And then the following week, we will have a radiothon on our show to sponsor children for World Vision. Each year, we've done this to the tune of now over 4,000 sponsored children. When you consider that each sponsorship at a little more than a dollar a day brings in a decent amount of money per year, even though it's easy giving for you at a dollar a day.
A dollar a month.
Yeah. You couldn't even walk into Starbucks for that.
No,
it ends up being millions and millions and millions of dollars that our show's family has contributed to our global family of children around the world. I gotta say, you may not think of this often, but those of you who are part of this, you must know that just because of you, thousands, at the very least, of children's lives have been saved, i.e., these are people that did not die. And the death rate, the mortality rate amongst youngsters is so high in these areas that before World Vision gets there, you don't even want to think about it.
It's amazing to me how what seems like a small effort on our part, but like a buck a day, how far that can go with World Vision behind it. Amazing.
So as we do this another year, we always like to try and watch someone new's face light up and become world aware. Spike has been lobbying for many years for his daughter Ryan to attempt one of these trips with us. It changed my son Keith dramatically. It didn't change him. He came back. He's still quite materialistic, by the way. Still has the finest
things.
Yeah, I hope that didn't change.
We don't want to lose that entirely.
But he has an empathy. He has a feeling of compassion that I'm not sure he would have had. Some people send people to the military, so they'll learn some discipline.
Right.
I think that's probably a good idea. I probably could have used that. For your children, if they get a chance to feel empathy for children of the world who don't have all the things they have, especially in our modern culture where we feel pretty much entitled to everything. Yeah, we kind of are.
How about me? I'm forever changed from my India trip last year. Absolutely, just like Keith. Still very materialistic.
Yeah, still love
we
your stuff.
We want to lose that entirely.
And still upset if your water heater doesn't give you the water at the exact temperature.
I like it at 94.
Yeah, that's it. Ryan is on the phone, and she's in Brooklyn this morning getting ready for the trip a week from now. We thought we'd check in with her, see if she got all her shots. Ryan?
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Have you done all the preparation, all the health shots, read everything you need to read?
Yeah, I think that I'm officially ready. My dad's been calling me just about every 20 minutes.
Oh, it's Spike who's not ready. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
By the way, you're worried about her. Yeah.
Make him stop calling me.
Okay.
I am worried about, and it's, you're right, I have been overdoing it, but yeah. I want to make sure that she's, you know, prepared and that she's got all the things she needs. And that, I mean, she's been apprehensive, as I was the first time I went, and you were the first time you went, because all I knew what to expect of the third world is what the Hollywood showed me. So, you know, I'm trying to look out for her a little bit and make sure she's ready to go. But I admit that I have been a bit of a hovering dad, and I apologize.
It's your job to make sure I have everything I need. That's how this works.
Oh, is this trip going to be good for you? Well, Ryan said she's going to do something that I'm really proud of, and I want to thank Luciana for this, because when we went to the Amazon, Luciana did something that I hadn't thought of doing before, but all the things that we brought to make our stay there easier, all the clothing that we brought that was lightweight and blah, 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 and insect repellent, the ex officio stuff, Luciana gave it to the locals when she left. She didn't bring it. Really,
she didn't bring it home.
No.
Wow.
And Ryan,
she thought, I'm never doing this again. That was very uncomfortable.
Well, right,
is that right?
Ryan told me that she's going to give all the things that we're bring. When Ryan walked to her closet and said, Dad, what should I bring? I said, nothing you own is going to work in Africa. None of the clothes. They're all too heavy. They're all too revealing. They're all inappropriate for cultural reasons in Africa. So we went and got her all new stuff, and she's going to, when we're done, give that to the people who are there doing work for World Vision.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. So I'll thank Luciana.
So, Ryan.
Yes.
Your phone is crackling.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
All right, let's call her right back. Can we call you right back?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I had that. I think there's something wrong with there's one cell phone bad tower in Seattle.
Yeah.
I had that yesterday with somebody, called right back, and it was crystal clear.
She, her and her friends now live they moved. They're in a section of Brooklyn that is more industrial. And she lives right above a plutonium processing plant. Ooh. That's where her apartment is. So maybe it's the place she's living that's the cell phone problem. I'm not sure what's below her, but every morning there are trucks coming.
Is it always like that when you talk to her?
Pretty much, yeah. No. Well, maybe we'll get a better connection. But she's living warehouse district in Brooklyn.
You need to give her some money and move her to a nicer neighborhood.
Brooklyn's cool.
No, I'm just saying.
Brooklyn's good times.
I give her money to keep her in a crappy neighborhood. I don't know how much more I could give.
Ryan, hello.
Hello.
Much better. All right.
Awesome.
So you, young lady, are going to Africa next Friday. What do you expect?
I expect it to be hot, which will be a relief, and I can't wait to meet the people there. I think that it's going to be very eye-opening and something that I'm going to get to do with my dad.
Cool.
I'll never forget.
When you say you expect it to be hot, which will be a relief, you're actually thinking of it the way a trip to the beach would
sounds
be.
A little bit like a Mexican Riviera vacation.
Yes. Really lovely.
Nice people, warm weather.
Playa de Zambia.
We're already on the cusp of winter out here, and it's like 30 degrees, and the wind is just like bitter. I don't think that we'll get as much snow as we did last year, but the winter's going to be really harsh here.
Ryan, awesome. What's your plan for being invited into people's homes? You know, it's very rude there to not accept the food that you're given, and they've got some sort of delicacies that you may not be used to. Do you have any interesting eating habits or things that you won't be able to put in your mouth?
There's not much I won't put in my mouth.
You and Brian speak the same language.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I love this girl.
Go on.
No, I think that my family raised me with a good no thank you bite policy, and I can take my way through it. I'm an actor.
She's an actor.
An actor.
So she will be able to. This is interesting because I think that's going to serve you well. Because you will be polite, you will do whatever you have to do, right?
And make
while
Eric
you're there.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
By the way, a little trick, as long as you eat some, you have been polite. One of the things that happens in poor areas is for some reason they look at Americans and they see that we carry around extra pounds and they feel that they need to feed us way more than they would ever eat. They just keep bringing the food.
Mm-hmm.
And when the food is, in, when you're looking at a plate and you go, I'm not sure what that is, you just take a small bite and say, oh, no, I've eaten too much.
More curdled cow's blood? No, I couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
Plus, you're going to visit five different places in one day.
Yes,
and
I've
every
been eating
one
all
of,
day.
Yeah, every one of them is going to want to feed you.
So.
Oh, I'm so. All right, I'm ready.
She's just thinking it's going to be warm. It's going to be sunny.
At 120, how's that sound?
Is it going to be sunny or is it going to be rainy season, Eric?
Oh, this is the rainy season. And what we're looking at is rain and 88 degrees for the high when we take off Friday. So we'll get there on Sunday. That's how long it takes to get there. And the low is 68 degrees.
So, oh, so muggy.
Yeah.
Muggy. Oh, that's good in a way, though. There'll be lots of rain.
And lots of mosquitoes.
The rain has a way of bringing out the smells.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Full experience.
It'll be wonderful. And you know what? You close your eyes, you might think you're in Brooklyn.
You know, yeah, there you go.
Certain parts of Brooklyn. All right, Ryan. Well, we're looking forward to you bringing us back some stories. Keith is going to shoot some film. We'll meet some of the villagers. And have a great time.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this.
Ryan is in Brooklyn. President Obama is coming to Seattle on Sunday.
A couple fundraisers.
Going to raise money for Democrats for the 2014 midterm elections. What do we run in 2014? What are the elections for?
Congress, Senate. I mean, there are seats that come up, you know, on every 2 years.
Who's big in Washington running then, do you know?
Washington State. We already have our governor. Patty Murray, I believe, is going to be either up for re-election or maybe decide not to. It's funny because Gary Locke, you know, is retiring mm-hmm. as being ambassador of China, and there was some speculation that maybe he would like to be a United States senator or a vice presidential candidate.
He'd be a great vice presidential candidate.
Wouldn't a Clinton-Locke ticket look pretty good?
Oh, man. Really? Yeah. Now, sure. I mean, I don't want to. No.
What?
What?
No. He'd be a first.
Asian-American?
Yeah, that's right, he's Asian. I totally forgot.
You want to.
You know what I mean? It almost feels bad to say it. It's like the woman in the bathroom pointing out that guy. Oh, do you have to be so loud about
it? It's okay. Hillary's going to be a first.
I'm Matt Thompson. You're Asian.
Yeah.
Vote for that man.
And that man is Asian.
Vote for him.
Get him.
Chinese love that guy, and it wouldn't hurt to
It wouldn't hurt to have a partially Chinese vice president.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially you project out.
One who's just been there.
Yeah, 2016.
God, that would be great.
At the current interest rates, imagine how much we're going to owe him in 2016. I mean, it's going to, you know.
Yeah, and it's not even like he'd be bumping some favorite. I don't even know who I would want for that double ticket. Right? I mean, everyone's talking Hillary, but nobody's saying Hillary and whomever.
Right.
Yes, Eric.
Neither senator is up for re-election in 2014.
So it's 2016.
Okay, so none of our senators. Nobody big.
Well, these are just, I think it's just state elections. Joe's right. State Senate.
Well, and all of the Congress people.
Yeah.
But no national
Congress people are up?
Yeah, all of the representatives from the House are up for re-election every 2 years.
I never know. I do the presidential elections, and then each other election, I just sort of get the ballot and look.
Who do I like?
Like most people.
Yeah. Now's not the time to bump Patty Murray, even if you had the option. She's doing amazing work up there.
I hear her in the news from time to time.
Yep.
Behind one initiative or another.
The only person that can bump Patty Murray is herself if she decided to.
When she decides it's done.
Yeah.
Truly.
Gary Locke, vice president. Is that your pick or did you read it somewhere?
No, I thought about that. And I'm not the only person who thinks that way, but because when he resigned from what is the most prestigious ambassadorship in the world.
Why would you resign?
You would either do it for one of two reasons, to come and to be with your family and with, you know, Mona and the kids more, because obviously.
Did they not go to China?
They're not being, I believe they're being educated in the States and stuff, as far as I know. Yeah. And so, do it for that reason, or you do it because you've got aspirations for an even better job. And there aren't many better jobs than ambassador of China.
You don't think there's any better job than that?
There aren't many. you know, he's not
a... You think you get the first iPhone as soon as it rolls out the factory? Yeah.
No,
before it even comes to the United States.
Prototype, thanks. No offense to any insurance salesman, but he's not coming back to set up an insurance agency in Olympia and sell insurance or real estate or something like that.
Vice president's a sweet gig, too. In the last couple weeks, the only thing you've seen about Joe Biden, and I'm not even joking, that came along the wire was that he bought $56 worth of sandwiches and brought them back to the White House wherever he was. That came out, like, that was news, you know? So, vice president, that's a pretty sweet gig. Bought $56 worth of sandwiches. That's all?
That's
all
his
right.
only news.
Yeah, that's yeah. it.
Well, he did call and congratulate the wrong guy. Remember that?
Yes, that was a month ago, yeah.
Right, yeah. There was in the general election for, it was a governorship?
Mayor of Boston.
Mayor of Boston. He called the wrong guy. Hey, way to go!
Way to go!
Thanks, Joe.
Same name. It happens. It's like landing at the wrong airport, you know?
The president will be here on Sunday afternoon headlining a discussion at the North Seattle home of Sonia and Tom Kempion. The price tag for that event, dinner with the president. $20,000 per person. But wait, Joe. If you bring Kelly, $32,400 for a couple.
Oh, yeah.
You in?
How many drink coupons do I get?
You can drink as much as you want. Just let them know ahead of time. Drinking
Actually,
is my
I'm
thing.
Not drinking, so I guess it'll
okay.
be all right.
But $32,400.
It's not tax deductible. Can't do that.
Wait a minute. Campaign contributions are not
nope.
tax deductible?
If it were for a charitable event, it would be one thing. But campaign contributions are not tax deductible.
What do you get for $32,400? Presumably, at minimum, a picture of you and the wife with President Obama.
That is guaranteed.
Okay.
At least at the Medina event, you get a picture and you get influence. You get a little. You get.
Do you get a Chinese manufactured imitation of the red phone that we talked to China with? You get like a little gift basket to take home.
I don't know.
Souvenirs.
I've always assumed you get some
presidential
kind of,
pen.
You get some kind of special address that you can send something to, and he might actually see it. I mean, if you're going to kick in $30,000.
He'll also be at the Medina home of a former Microsoft executive, John Shirley. How much is that event? $16,200 per person, $32,400 per couple. Same.
Mm-hmm.
That's the going rate.
I think that's the max. I think you can only charge so much
really?
By law, and that's like the maxed out campaign contribution amount.
Shirley has hosted Obama before. It's a 27,000 square foot home on Lake Washington, a cottage, fixer upper,
boathouse.
Yeah, 927 coming up. Do you know there's a secret code for the prices at Costco? Once you know it, you will know which products are the most deeply discounted, and which items are going away forever once the current stock is sold. Is this information you would like? We'll share the code next.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Another really cold morning and a beautiful afternoon with abundant sunshine. And we're going to keep the sun going all the way through the weekend, actually all the way through Thanksgiving.
Support brought to you by Sears Auto Center. Head to Sears Auto Center for Black Friday deals starting at 8 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Find great deals on top tire brands and service. Plus, shop while you wait. So mark your calendar and stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com.
The Toyota of Puyallup construction sale has been on for a while, and now they're loading out some amazing cars that you can only get at Toyota Puyallup. And not just one-offs. You know how some places offer a one-off special price. You advertise the price. They have one of them. It's sold fast. At Toyota Puyallup, I'll give you two. This is the construction sale only at Toyota Puyallup. 2013 Camry LE, just $21,255. That's an incredible price on that Camry. It's almost $3,000 off MSRP, and there's six of them. Also, the RAV4, what we call the Hobbit SUV that Eric Corman drives. You can get one for $24,400. That's right. Not just one, actually. Eight. RAV4s at $24,400, about $1,600 off MSRP. Check it all out, and every Toyota comes with a full tank of gas from Toyota Puyallup and Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Many of them even have 0% financing up to 60 months. Those offers on approval of credit through TFS and expire December 2nd, 2013. Get a Toyota of Puyallup today.
Good morning, Seattle.
Thank you for trusting Kyra 7 Eyewitness News.
The news is back in the morning, CBS This Morning.
Did you wake up today with Kyra 7 Eyewitness News and CBS This Morning?
Breaking news in Seattle this morning.
Major developments on the diplomatic front.
If you're not starting your day with Kyra 7 Eyewitness News and CBS This Morning,
under a state of emergency following yesterday's deadly clash.
You're not just missing the news.
Kyra 7 has new information on the suspect.
Or important information.
Weather and traffic for you every 10 minutes.
Storm Tracker shows heavy showers moving in.
Not a morning to be on I-5.
You're missing an experience.
Kyra 7 gives you a never-before-seen look inside.
You only get on Kyra 7 Eyewitness News, 4:30 to 7 a.m., followed by CBS This Morning.
Only on CBS This Morning.
Tomorrow, when you wake up, make us part of your morning routine.
Video you will only see on Kyra 7.
And be better prepared when you walk out the door.
Very dangerous conditions this morning.
It is very slow going if you're coming in from the south.
Watch Kyra 7 Eyewitness News from 4:30 to 7 a.m., followed by CBS This Morning.
When planning your Thanksgiving feast, you want everything to be just right. Whether you've hosted every year since the kids were babies, or it's your first time with more than two people around the table, QFC can help make it an occasion to remember. From the perfect turkey for the main course, to savory sides and a delicious pumpkin pie, you'll save on everything for a meal they're gonna love. And now QFC can help with the preparation, too. Go to qfc.com/order online for ready-made party platters and even a complete turkey dinner with all the trimmings. You'll find the great food you need to make Thanksgiving a complete success at your neighborhood QFC.
Get one private selection frozen turkey for only 59 cents a pound. Limit one with additional $30 minimum purchase and while supplies last. Serve with fresh broccoli or cauliflower crowns for only 99 cents a pound, and you've got a great meal. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Bigger may be better, but it doesn't cost more during Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale. Because right now, you can get a Serta mattress, any size, for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our White Elephant gift exchange. But keep it under $5, yo!
In honor of the important things you do over the holidays, Sprint brings you this great deal. Get our best-selling Android tablet, the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan, starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
Honey, I got a flat tire.
Without your phone, you would have been stuck on that road for hours.
Yes, I got the job!
Or never seen that email with the good news. The new smartphones are loaded with features that make them easier and more fun than ever. If you're overdue for an upgrade, go to Car Toys. We've got the amazing Samsung phones everyone wants. Get a Samsung Galaxy S3 for as low as one penny. And only Car Toys can connect your new phone to your car, so you can talk hands-free, do text and email with your voice, listen to Pandora and iHeartRadio while you drive.
I wish my car did that.
Let Car Toys make it happen. Black Friday prices start now at Car Toys. Purchase any DVD receiver and we'll give you a free backup camera. An Avitol remote starter means a toasty warm car and no icy windows to scrape this winter. Black Friday price to just $169. And that amazing price includes guaranteed for life installation. Your friends will be the ones saying,
I wish my car did that.
Holiday sale Black Friday prices start now at Car Toys.
A better way to go.
Right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah.
Of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Rake in your share of Fall Frenzy cash this November at Quilceta Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, you can pocket your share of big cash with a grand prize of $5,000 November 26th. Find all the exciting details at QCCCasino.com.
Safeway presents a tastier holiday. This year, Safeway makes it easy to find the perfect turkey. From fresh to frozen, even natural ones too. There's a bounty of choices and the right one for you. Right now with your club card, a Safeway frozen turkey is free with a $150 minimum purchase. Get everything for Turkey Day at Safeway and make this Thanksgiving tastier than ever before. Safeway, ingredients for life. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Turkey prices good through November 28th. Limit one up to 24 pounds while supplies last.
Nothing pairs with wine quite like the word sale. And right now at Safeway, you can get 30% off all wines priced $20 or more. So stock up for the holidays. Cabs, Shards, Pinots, all 30% off when you use your club card. Plus, save an extra 10% when you buy six bottles or more. Mix and match. Wine and sale. It's the perfect pairing. Safeway. Ingredients for life. 30% offer excludes sparkling wines and champagne. 10% offer good on bottles 750 milliliters or more.
This report brought to you by Exxon and Mobil.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. Looks like we do have a stalled vehicle 405 southbound at 72nd as you head into Kirkland. It's blocking one lane there. It looks like the left lane. And you are going to see, unfortunately, a delay as you head towards there. So through Kirkland, it's turning into a slow drive, really from 527 southbound 405 all the way through Kirkland is a crowded commute. That Linwood to Bellevue Drive right now taking you about 50 minutes. Everett to Seattle, a 55-minute commute. And your Tukwila to Bellevue Drive northbound 405 taking you 35 minutes. Not too bad.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy, allowing you to connect with friends and family this holiday season. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
In 2013, the Saints took a trip to visit Percy Harvin and his million-dollar hip. The Hawks had beat the Vikings and a bunch of other teams, but not one with the record like the team from New Orleans. We're 10-1, but the tougher games are coming. These ain't a bunch of pansies like we played a month ago. We need to score early and we need to score often. This team from Louisiana is a mighty worthy foe. We lined up a kickoff and we beat the thunder drums. 67,000 of us screaming out our lungs. We kicked so hard that they couldn't bring it back. Came right at Breeze and they couldn't stop the sack. We fired off passes and Marshawn kept a running. We need to score as many as we did 2 weeks ago. So feed that beast and keep those skittles coming. All down the Duwamish River to the Gulf of Mexico. Lynch bursts through the line and he breaks a lot of tackles. The whole nation watching while he's putting on a show. Win this game, ain't no one gonna catch us. Or let the Saints go marching to the crummy Superdome. Domes, been there, done that. Blew it up, in fact. Built a real stadium. Kind of place that should host a Super Bowl, don't you think?
All right. We have... word from Joe that people are listening to that in the South.
Oh, yes. That has made it past the Mason-Dixon line. My cousin Mark Bagwell, of one of the people passing that around, I noticed on Facebook.
You're part of the Bagwell family?
Yes, that's my mom's grandmother's
like,
side.
Is that like Taylor and butchers and the people whose names after like what they do.
Well, it's funny.
These are people that put groceries in bags.
Well, it's so funny because
brought to you by Safeway.
My granddaddy Bryant, my dad's dad, was the grocer. He owned the.
That's
grocery
right.
Store.
So Bagwell.
Well, he's the Bryant. The Bagwells were farmers. They were not grocers.
Oh, okay.
You would think the Bagwells would have been the grocers, but they were right. Not. You know, I watched the Saints last night. I don't know if you saw that game, but the The stage is now set for the big show.
What happened last night with the Saints?
Well, unfortunately, they won. I was rooting hard
for them. Why unfortunately?
Well, because I would like to...
You want some cushion for us.
Yeah, I'd like to see a
so
little
they're
cushion.
winning.
Yes, they are...
They're a great team.
Yeah, this is
the showdown.
The big one. So, I guess from the...
it's a very big show.
Bite my tongue.
It's the biggest game of the year! But I saw something.
It's going to be the biggest game of the year to everyone who watches
game
the
game of history! Yeah, their wide receiver, or their tight end, Jimmy Graham, did something last night that I thought should have gotten a penalty, and certainly...
Wait a minute, Jimmy Graham? I thought he was... Oh, that's Billy Graham.
Billy Graham. He's in the hospital, actually.
If he's in their team, they'll never lose.
Well, this guy is good.
I know he loves Saints.
Yeah, and Jimmy Graham is the best tight end in the business. But he did something last night that I thought...
What did he do?
Should have elicited some sort of disciplinary action.
Mm.
After he scored a touchdown, he's a tall guy, and he likes to...
What did he do?
He likes to jump up over the goalpost. We were talking
about jump up over the goalpost?
Celebrations. He likes to jump over the goalpost and slam it. Like,
Joe's trying to stretch this out. He doesn't
no,
want
I'm
to just tell
to...
me what he did.
Well, I'm telling you right he did. So he goes up. He jumps up over the goalpost to do his slam like he's slamming. He used to be a basketball player.
Sure.
Slamming it into a basket. Right. So then he hangs on the goalpost, like with both hands.
Like a cheetah.
Yeah. Well, the goalpost starts going like this. He basically
started bending the goalpost.
Yeah, he breaks the goalpost. And, you know, they've got to go to commercial, and the goalpost is broken. They need to kick the extra point, and the goalpost is leaning like this.
Wait a minute. How could the NFL, which has, I assume, plenty of money for reinforced goalposts,
it does
have such a wussy goalpost?
Well, my theory is you need it to be a little bit of a wussy goalpost for safety reasons. If a guy
if
goes
people run into
piling
it
piling into the goalpost, it needs to have a little give.
Is it a gold post or a goal post?
Gold post.
Thank you.
So what happens is a guy gets out with an official NFL leveler. It even says NFL on it, and a rubber band, a big rubber band, and they stretch this goalpost back and get a level out to
make sure it's in the right spot.
Level.
Wow.
But there was no... What happened to excessive celebration? I think when you break a goalpost, that's a little excessive. There was no penalty.
They didn't penalize him.
There was no fine.
Well, they docked him for a goalpost.
They might charge him for the labor.
You'd find out later. Yeah. So anyway, the Saints are really good.
Really good. It'll be a great game.
Atlanta should have beat him last night. Atlanta blew it. It gave us a chance to have some cushion. Atlanta totally blew it.
Okay.
Fumbled in the red zone, missed a field goal, lost by 4.
Oh, no kidding. So yeah. It was a close game.
It was. I mean, a team.
And
who were
decimated. They playing?
The Falcons and Saints last night.
Oh, we're going to crush the Saints.
That's going to be a great
Let's
game.
Not even
Biggest
worry
game
about
ever.
It. 7:41, 19 minutes before 8. Hi, it is always a special treat to be paid a visit by Harlan Williams, one of the true greats of comedic acting and stand-up comedy.
Wow, like say that again, would you? Can you just say it one more time?
One of the true greats of comedic acting and stand-up comedy.
I like that. Boy, you reminded me of that guy they found at the end of that traffic ramp.
Oh,
remember
I thought you were going to say the Inner World guy. In a world where Harlan is
no,
the greatest.
No.
It
the homeless
like
guy.
The homeless guy.
Remember the homeless guy?
Oh, the one
found
who was the radio guy. Yeah.
Ted Williams.
You just nailed that
you know
guy
what the
right there.
You know what the difference between him and me is?
You don't stand at the end of a ramp.
That.
That's
or if I say one word out loud now, I would be right there.
Oh, I see. Wow, okay.
Yeah. How are you?
Great, man. Great. How are ye?
Awesome.
Noticed I said ye?
Ye? Yeah, why'd you say ye?
Because no one uses that anymore. Like, remember in Shakespeare times, how ye, you know.
Hear ye.
Hear ye. Hey,
hear ye.
Hey.
Hear ye.
Thoust.
Thoust. What's up? What's up, ye? Ye want to go to the mall? Ye want to go to the Cheesecake Factory? You don't hear it. It's
come all ye faithful.
Yeah. It's yeah. They even used it in sex, but it's one letter less than you.
Right.
So
right.
Why do I want to put out the extra effort and do Y O U when I can just go Y E and have the exact same net result?
I don't know when that, and surely it must have been linguistically correct because it was proper English at one time.
Well,
hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Right, and it was Shakespeare, so you can't argue with him.
Yeah.
Did he come up with it? Was that his? Did he pen ye?
I'm not sure, but wait a minute. Is ye plural? Because hear ye is when you're talking to a bunch of people, and you is one person. Like, he didn't go, hear you, hear you, hear you. I knocked on your door, and I was trying to tell you something.
Okay, so now you're pulling the education card on him.
Yes, I am.
Wow. It never gets old.
That's why you're not standing at the end of a ramp right there, because ye know stuff.
That's very kind of you, but not much.
Ye know stuff that ye others don't know.
Right.
Are ye educated as well? Did ye go into comedy from the fifth grade, or how far did you get, Harlan?
It's thou and ye.
Art thou educated?
Ye, I'm not educated. You can tell. You got to know that by now.
I don't know for sure. I mean, a lot of you comics are very, you know, you have degrees, and then you say, I don't want to do this. I just want to go out into comedy. And your parents go, please, we paid for the degree.
No.
How did you get into comedy?
I wasn't one of those guys that liked schooling. I didn't like education. I didn't like the whole institution. I didn't like going into a building with a bunch of other kids. That's just... Did you ever read Lord of the Flies, William Golding?
Yeah.
When kids get together, things get bad quick. Evil, hunting pigs, blowing conch shell. You ever blow on a conch shell?
I listened to a conch shell, and I don't know what was going on in there, but I did listen to it.
Nothing screams like evil's about to happen quicker than... You see a fat kid with glasses that looks like a Gary Larson character blowing a conch shell, run.
Duck, run.
Run.
Bad stuff is
going to
happen.
Bad stuff.
You were really influenced by the movies, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I think we all are. I think the movies, you know, there's such a deep part of our culture. I think we're all influenced by movies. Maybe in a good way, maybe in a bad way.
Could be. It depends on the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's your fave movie? You'd probably have a fave.
You know, right now, I know this is, was the number one movie, so maybe it's not that cool to think it's the greatest, but I really liked Gravity.
Oh, you did?
And what I liked about it was I thought I would hate it. You know when you go to a movie and you go, oh, this is just the number one movie, and it's I'm not going to enjoy it, and I'll take my wife because... She'll like George Clooney and who knows, Sandra Bullock. She's getting on in years, but maybe it'll be worth watching.
Yeah.
And then you go and you're mesmerized for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I saw it, and I had two reactions. Part of me was I was mesmerized, and it was beautiful, and it was like really well done. And then the other part was, here was this astronaut floating around in space and somehow managed to leapfrog to five different spaceships that were all in different languages, and she survived. In space, I feel like one little tiny mistake and you're dead.
Right.
But here's a woman that basically, if she was on Earth, would have made it out of a collapsing high-rise, got out of a caved-in subway tunnel, survived an earthquake, and made it out of a burning fire.
And it was a little too unbelievable for
It was a little bit like she was floating around, like she'd float in space, she'd float into a space capsule, and then there just happened to be another space capsule down the block. She floated to that one, got into that one, destroyed it somehow because, you know, women aren't good drivers.
True.
And then got to the next one, destroyed that one. God, so that part was a little kooky.
Now,
but
by
it's
the
a
way,
movie.
There's a thing about comics, by the way, and I want to ask you if this is true.
Yeah, it's true.
They say that comics are the toughest audiences. Like a great comic can watch a great comic and sit there and go, So you're watching this and you couldn't suspend your disbelief, right?
I could, but I'm a real movie snob. You know, I
you're in such great movies as Dumb and Dumber. And
mock the classic.
That is a classic.
I know I'm going to get a reaction out of it.
Something about Mary
actually is one of my favorites
ever.
Of all time. That's why I didn't mention it. So,
actually, I was in Rocket Man too. I was in space before Bullock. I actually used my brain and landed on a planet.
Yeah,
to screw things.
Oh,
up.
That's what pissed you off.
You thought you
were in a more accurate science fiction.
That's right. I'm really a movie. I love to go and really pick movies apart. But when I can't pick a movie apart, I know it's a good one for me.
So what's a good one for you out right now? Because I'll go see it on your recommendation
out
now that
right
I know.
Now? Yeah. Wow.
What are you in? Quick, think. Quick.
You got me. What am I in? Oh, God. I didn't like Thor. I didn't like. I liked Gravity. I did like Gravity.
Yeah, it was okay, but you still have your criticism.
Did you hear the one big beef people had with Gravity? Because the whole thing was about.
I did. I think I know what you're going to say. Yes.
The hair.
The hair, that her hair didn't float.
Yeah,
like,
right.
They duplicated weightlessness in every way except her hair was perfect.
Yeah, her hair never floated up, and when you watch like real astronauts out in the space shuttle, their hair always, it looks like they just saw a ghost.
Right.
Their hair is like standing up.
And by the way, it's not that would have been the hardest thing to do, because even static cling will make your hair
float
up. So they could have done it if they'd wanted to. Why didn't they?
I'm guessing it was Sandra Bullock going, you know, I'm in this movie alone for 2 hours, and I don't want to look like I'm the kid that put his hand on the electric ball at the science center.
Vanity.
Yeah. Mm. So it was probably a good move. It would have been to watch. It would have been Sandra Bullock with an afro. She would have looked like one of the Care Bears or something. For
now, critical, serious moviegoer aside, did you spend much time focusing on how hot Sandra Bullock still is?
Yeah. I was impressed. She was like very, for lack of a better word, she was tight. Like her skin was
incredibly
very
tight. Yeah.
Tight, and she looked amazing. But how old is she? She's only what in her? Is she in her 40s?
No, I think she might be 50.
Mid-40s. No, she's in her early 40s.
Check it. Not early 40s. No way.
Yeah, but she's looking good. But
she's looking good. Yeah.
But what's your all-time favorite? Are you the kind of guy that can watch movies over and over and over again? Because I am, but I know Bob isn't.
No, I can only watch a movie twice.
I can watch my favorite movies hundreds
she's
of times.
She's 49, by the way. She's
49.
She's looking down the barrel of the big 5-0.
She's good.
She can hop from spaceship to spaceship.
Wow, she's good. She's thank God for Pilates. But I'm probably in the middle between you two guys. I can watch a movie a number of times, but it's usually got to be spaced out over years. Like I could watch a movie I love, and then maybe 8 years later, I'll watch it again because I need to forget it a little bit. But I know there's guys that watch movies over and over all the time. But I like movies like Blade Runner's a favorite.
Great movie.
I like Raising Arizona's a fave. Blue Velvet.
Wow.
David Lynch's Blue Velvet.
That's a wide swath of movie choices.
Yeah. Here's some more movies. That are-
oh, yeah. Well, you know, my own movie's right. Half-Baked and Something
Play
About Mary.
That would be interesting
Rocket
to me
Man.
To know. How many times could you see your own movie? Like Something About Mary's a definitive classic. How many times has Harlan Williams seen that movie?
The full movie from top to bottom, I've probably seen it 2 or 3 times.
Really?
Yeah, I don't tend to watch my own stuff.
So there are hobbits you viewed more than your own movie, maybe. Maybe not The Hobbit.
But there's other movies that I've watched way more than my own. It's weird. You don't want to watch your own movies. It's like, it's just weird.
Do you have a theater at home? Or do you?
No.
You don't go for that?
I just got the giant, like, flat screen.
Big flat screen you can get at Costco now.
And I have a little guy with a flashlight that I keep in the house.
Get you to your seat.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's a responsible home theater.
Yeah. Some people have a maid or a gardener.
Charge yourself $10 for popcorn.
Yeah.
People in London had slaves for 30 years. You could have one guy for a while.
Can you believe that?
I cannot believe it. Crazy story.
But it sounds like these people had free reign to come and go.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
They enjoyed the gig.
They did not enjoy the gig.
No. But they could, so maybe they were just like, what's her name? They were prisoners, but they.
Elizabeth Smart.
What's that thing where you. Stockholm Syndrome? You sort of.
Sympathize with the captor.
You develop a bond with your captor and you can't leave.
Yeah, they developed it because they didn't know anything else. So for these people were probably like their parent figures or their family.
Yeah, it's a weird story.
Okay. Harlan, are you. This is a dumb question, but are you an independent contractor? Are you your own business? Is it Harlan LLC? Do you have to like buy your own health care? Are you like this entity? You don't work for anybody, right? You're yourself.
Well, actually, actors have a union called SAG, Screen Actors Guild.
So you're part of that.
So you automatically become part of that, and they kind of cover your health care and stuff. But
that's good to know.
It's good to know.
Because most comedians I know really need health care.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Cool.
But here's the thing. If you're an actor and you don't keep getting gigs consistently, you kind of get dropped out of SAG eventually, or if you're not making X amount of dollars, your coverage gets lower. So It's kind of a they what? Keep you on the hook type of thing. Yeah.
The less you make, the less you make, the more you need your health.
The more you need it, but that's okay.
And they give you less.
Well, you're from Toronto, right? You're a Canadian guy.
Yeah.
You get Canadian health care if you want it, right?
If I move back to Canada.
Are you dual citizen?
Yeah.
You're U.S. citizen too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
prove it. Pledge allegiance right now.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Bingo.
That's it.
I love IHOP. But no, if I'm planning to be sick or if I want to break a leg or something, I'll go up to Canada. Like if I want to hurt myself.
How do you feel about now being the second funniest guy in Toronto?
The mayor.
Yeah.
Unreal, isn't that wild? I think he's at a point where he realizes he's going out. Like once he admitted to the crack thing, he knew it was over, and so now he's just doing whatever he can to maintain fame. You know.
He's into the fame.
Rob
Ford, yeah.
Yeah, Rob Ford. But I got
to
think...
You don't believe in redemption. Like, we in the U.S., we believe in redemption. I mean, we take Marion Barry did crack and then became reelected mayor.
Hey, if Wiener wouldn't have done it again, he probably would be mayor of New York.
Wiener was almost mayor again. Clinton, we would love to elect him president again. We don't even care. So you think this guy can come back?
I don't know why people believe in redemption here. It's kind of ridiculous, you know, when people do things wrong and they're not good at what they do and they lie and they cheat and they deceive, why do they deserve redemption, especially if they're a public figure? I think that should be a black mark. It's like you had a chance. You swore an oath of office. Mm-hmm. You made a commitment. You knew going in what was expected of you. You knew that you were going to be held to a higher standard. You knew that you were supposed to serve the people. And if you train to be an engineer, you spend your whole career keeping the train on the tracks. You don't pull a donut and go off the track. So people who sign up for public office, they know what the program is, and it's up to them to stay on track.
Well, maybe crack never came up in the job description. to be fair.
It was a confusing thing.
Right. Yeah, a lot of pages, a lot of small writing.
But, and people go off the rails, but I think there's enough people in the world that...
We could find one that didn't go off the rails.
Find someone who knows what they're doing. You know what I mean? But Obamacare is, going back to the healthcare thing, I think I figured out a way to make it work here in the States. Because right now there's a lot of confusion and it's expensive and people are mixed up. But I think, have you been to the airport lately? Do you fly?
I do on occasion, yeah.
And you know the new security thing? They got that big glass thing, the human juicer.
Yeah.
You stand in it.
You stand in there and you hold like
you hold your arms.
They look at your genitals and pretend they're not. Yeah.
Right. So they're looking through you anyways, right? They're x-raying your whole body. And I'm like, that's your Obamacare right there. TSA workers work for the government.
Yeah.
They're scanning your body. It's like, sir, have a nice trip to Hawaii. It's going to be your last. You've got a tumor.
Stay a couple extra days.
Have the Aflac duck doing the pat downs or something. He's got those big webbed feet. He could pat you down. Aflac.
You know, I never thought of that, but I wonder if that thing detects anything wrong with you.
Why not? It makes sense. Right. And most of us are guilty of not looking out for our health. So if you every time you go on a vacation, you get a clean bill of health, you go through, you find out if you got anything, boom, why not?
Harlan is tonight and tomorrow at the Parlor. And then you fly home for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Oh,
good
boy.
Family, you're going to have a big dinner?
Yeah. Did you do the turkey thing?
We do, yeah.
We do a koala at my house.
A koala?
Yeah. Have you ever had that? They are.
Are they tasty?
They're really tasty. Yeah.
Tastes like eucalyptus, right?
Yeah. And they're cuter. They're cuter. We stuff the koala.
You keep it like head and all?
What do you stuff it with?
I'm unicorn curious. Meat.
Unicorn meat. Yeah, there you go.
I know that recipe.
Harlan, it's always great.
Great to see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Don't miss Harlan Williams at the Parlor. It's 95.7 KJR right after this. First, there was Google Earth, then Google Middle Earth. Now, the app every Hobbit needs next. And the secret to knowing how good the deal is at Costco.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This update is brought to you by Shell. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline.
Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We still do have that incident. We're working with I-90 westbound near Lakemont Boulevard. It's just after Westlake Sammamish Parkway. So watch out for an incident there. It's blocking the HOV lane. And unfortunately, it's causing quite the delay right now. You're going to see brake lights pick up just after Front Street. So a couple miles at this point of pretty heavy traffic. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is a little slow. Southbound 405 still backed up from 527 into Kirkland. And your Everett to Seattle commute right now, 52 minutes.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk in your intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines, and it starts in your very first tank, all of which makes your drive more exciting. Choose Shell V-Power today.
So, as is tradition, I'm granting pardon to this turkey to live out his days as a free bird.
Thank you, Mr. President. I plan to enjoy the finer things in life like iHeartRadio, with 1,500 live stations to listen to and creating custom music stations with a song or artist.
Out of 15 million songs, you pick that one, I'd call that station Jive Turkey. Oh, man, that's good.
Download the free app or go to iHeartRadio.com.
Sleep Country USA would love to see you this weekend if you're shopping for a new mattress, because the Triple Choice sale is happening, but it does end soon. What it is three sales in one. You can take your choice. If you want free financing for 48 months, what's that, 4 years of interest-free financing with no money down on the all-new Tempur Choice collection, the latest innovation in sleep technology, just go for that on approved credit with equal monthly payments required, you're in. Choice number two, save hundreds on Beautyrest or Posturepedic mattress sets, $400 on Stearns and Foster mattress sets. Or choice number three, go for the gifts, $300 in three gifts, free gifts with any of Sleep Country USA's popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses. That's right, sheets, pillows, mattress protection, bed frames, $300 worth, whatever you want, absolutely free. There's Sleep Country USA locations all over the Puget Sound area. In fact, there's 80 of them. If you live in West Seattle, like my friend Jody Brothers, visit the Sleep Country near Bed Bath & Beyond in the Westwood Village Shopping Center and ask for Diane.
Yeah. Find the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood at TraderJoe's.com.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Another really cold morning and a beautiful afternoon with abundant sunshine. And we're going to keep the sun going all the way through the weekend, actually all the way through Thanksgiving.
This report brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent with a Go Rewards credit card from Navy Federal Credit Union. Redeem points for cash, gift cards, merchandise, and travel. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. That's NavyFederal.org.
This holiday season, she'll be delighted with gifts from Fred Meyer Jewelers. Our helpful staff, amazing values, and exciting new collections make it easy to find the perfect gift. This week's special is a gorgeous one.